you some questions.
You gotta fly me to the moon. Let me play among those stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
The sky's the limit, Trevor, and the sky's the limit for you as well.
Oh,
because
I love me music.
Yeah, of course, because...
I've got 175 songs, and there's about 10. I'm just a bit... I know them, but... But the others, I can just sing them off straight away. And I sing them every day.
Good.
I don't sing them all, naturally.
Yeah.
But I always sing a few.
Fabulous.
Because I think it keeps you going mentally, too.
You're not kidding. Well, congratulations on reaching your 99th birthday. Mm. The oldest surviving manager from the Football League, which is an accolade in itself.
It is, yes, you're right. Yeah, I'm very pleased to be in that position. But I've seen a lot of changes. I saw a lad who passed away. He fell down after the... I says, yeah. And the slope after every game now. And I've been expecting that. And, you know, the Fushum and all them, and they never say anything to them. Mm-hmm. It's wrong.
What is the difference today, do you think, with managing in your day and managing today? Because it's more data-driven these days, isn't it? Very much data-driven, whereas you were of the era of old players that
different
came into the game.
Different altogether, yeah. Yeah, you could talk to them and it was all about getting together and being pals and that. But they're coming from all over the world now and... Not that I'm against that, because we had our first coloured lad start here quite a long time ago. And when you think of it, who is it? Well, this is what I think. I think Stan Matthews, who played in my testimonial, he went to Africa and found out that the kids were playing with just fluffs and he started off, and it's over 50 years. And if you notice, they've developed now. And they've,
some fabulous players.
Players.
You mentioned Stanley Matthews. I mean, let's add George Best. Let's add Ronaldo. Let's add Kenny Dalglish. Great players.
Yeah.
Would they survive in the game today, do you think?
Well, they were clever, so they would survive. They would sort it out, yeah, because they were excellent players. Yeah.
Who's the best player you played against or you managed, for example? And what were the attributes that he brought to your teams?
Well, Stan Matthews played in my testimonial. And do you know what he said when he came? He says, do you mind if my wife and two kids come? Do a white mind. I've been stood there. I said, I'm going to get the lasso on, have you? And he says... Well, the manager said, I can't play. He said, I'm going to... I said, I'll run the line then. So he said, well, he said, I'm not running the line. I'm going to play half a game. So we played half a game. He says, Trevor, says, we want a little bit more, so I'm going to play the full game. I thought, what a super fella. Super fella.
Do you think footballers today are too mollycoddle? I mean, obviously, without talking about the money, because the money, one would say, is ridiculous. But do you think they're too mollycoddle now? I mean, they've got everything, haven't they? From dietary control, everything is done for them, basically. Yeah. Well, it wasn't in the old days, was it?
No, you're right. Yeah. It's a different game now. But, I mean, I feel sorry for keepers. And you know when I play, it was 6 yard area, that was keeper's area. But now, there's two or three of them get the keeper. So they watch the keeper. The ball, they're not bothered about the ball. They're just as long as I can keep the keeper
blocking,
out of the way.
Blocking him, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. That's yeah. it. No, yeah. It's wrong. And the referees, I don't know the rule on that, but I think if we had so many players from each side or. It'd be easier. Say 8 players from each side, or 6 players, and then you'd see a better game.
Mm.
The goalkeeper come out and catch it, or fist it. Wilf Verkitt, again, Wilf Verkitt, oh, if they'd have come there, he'd have nailed on me. Well, he's a tough lad, Wilf. Oh, have I. And then he'd get pulled, wouldn't he, because they're stopping him. I'm sorry, I'm keeping you.
No, you're certainly not keeping me. So going on to modern day and sort of comparing the two, in the modern day era, do you think a lot of the players could have adapted to the old tactics of years ago? A reverse question, in a way.
Yeah, well, you've got a good one there. You've got a good one there. It was a different game. And don't forget, you had heavy boots. And I know I played for Arsenal in a guess, and I should have gone. That's another story, but I could feel me studs, and I didn't take them off because they'd say, no, you. And when I finished, I was full of blood. You know, the old studs.
And then dubbing boots and all that sort of thing. And, of course, the kits. I mean, the kits today, the rain, if it's a deluge, the rain just goes off them. But, I mean, they got really heavy, didn't they, those old kits?
Oh, yes, they did. We fled in snow. Mm. We fled in frost. Dear me. No, it's when you look back, conditions were very bad because I know Bobak, and he was injured, and he'd go on the wing, just walk, so it keeps a man occupied watching you. And no, it was a different hell. I was part time most of mine because I went into business news agents after 12 months, and. I think the wage, top wage, was 14. Well, most of them got about 9 to 11 or 12, and that was it. It's, yeah.
Do you think agents are killing the game? I remember talking to an old pal of mine who used to play for Notts County, actually, and I played against him a few times, and I said, agents are killing the game. I remember us having a pint after a match somewhere, and I said, the only agents I ever knew were travel agents. He said, well, you must have been earning more than me. I couldn't even afford a holiday. So that was a guy called Mickey Taylor.
Yes, it's a different game, but...
Do you begrudge the players today? Do you begrudge the money that's in the game? Because they're getting it from TV, they're getting it from sponsorship, whereas it wasn't in the old days. It was the old Bob Lord type characters, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think probably the money is ruining the game. And there's one of them players. He's still playing, and he's a billionaire.
Ronaldo.
That's him. Man, hell of a good player, but... No, it's a different game. I don't think... Well, I can't answer it because... I suppose if you were playing, you fall in line and do what they've got to do, but it's not my cup of tea.
No. Do you still have a love for the game, though? I mean, it's still football. It's still basically 11 against 11. It's still the thrill of watching your team or playing for your team, isn't it?
Oh, yes, that's the thing I look for in the morning. Oh, so-and-so. Oh, good. And that. But I must admit, music, for me, is tops. And I watched that music thing. It started again.
Strictly Come Dancing?
That's it.
Yeah.
I love that programme. And if it's a football, I'll watch that because it only comes once a year. And... it's really good entertainment. For me, anyhow, that's a pleasure. But they get a full house, so it must be a lot like me, thank goodness.
Now, we're talking prior to an FA Cup tie between Southport and Halifax, two clubs that you've really got a great affinity to. To me, as an old timer, let's put it that way, not your age yet, but an old timer, the FA Cup is still the best competition in the world.
Oh, yes, definitely, yeah. Oh, heck, aye. But it'll be very interesting. But I'll tell you something. If we draw, we'll do very well. Because Halifax are playing well. I know they're down a little bit, but they've always been near the top. And I've got a photograph of at home playing at the Shea when I'd signed for Southport. And... and the lad playing, he came to Southport and watched Joe Indizero and Markin, because I was played wing half for Southport. But no, it's, I really try and think how's it, and of course I'm an old codger now, aren't I?
No, you're in the spring of youth. Trevor, thank you very much indeed for talking to us.
Oh, cheers, my
and girl. Keep singing. Thank you.
Oh, well.